Sea Alaska Heritage Institute released new language learning apps in Hatkil and Smaliak this month. The apps are the first of their kind, opening doors to learning the endangered indigenous languages. KTOO's Yvonne Crumry has more.
Leah Urbanski with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute demonstrates a new games app. It lets you choose which language you want to practice: Tlingit, Hatkil, or Smaliak. Urbanski picks Hatkil. Her phone screen fills with animated sea creatures.
So it's all kind of live animals floating around the screen. And then whenever you click on it, this guy just pops up out of nowhere.
A harbor seal pops up in the corner of the screen, looking at us. When Urbanski taps on it, the Hatkil word pops up. Hud. There's also a game with a forest full of birds native to Southeast Alaska, a quiz game, and a few more games on the Tlingit side. This app, and two others released this month, are SHI's first to put Hatkil, the Haida language, or Smaliak, the Tsimshian language, in app form. The other two are learning apps for each language, much like the Tlingit one SHI released several years ago. They have phrases like this in Smaliak.
Where are the abalone shells? In Dadu Tsiga Bilha.
As well as vocabulary.
Snowing.
Yeah, madam.
And a breakdown of the alphabet, with recordings to help learners pronounce each sound right. The Hatkil voice you're hearing is Skil Jade Linda Schrack, and the Smaliak is Shigope Alfie Price. Price and Schrack worked with a team of language experts to make the apps. The Hatkil and Smaliak apps are a bit thinner in content than the Tlingit app right now, but Urbanski says that will change.
For right now, this is what we have, but we're going to continuously keep adding to this as we go along, just gathering all the kinds of vocab that we need. Let's see if this works.
Ferret. Dayats.
She says these apps are another way learners can engage with the endangered languages.
I think getting language out there in as many ways as possible is important, especially with our ever-evolving world. I think technology is one of the things that a lot of people use.
Apps are especially helpful for younger learners, she says, and they're all free to download from app stores on iPhones and Android devices. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.